Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at some of the biggest AI news, specifically all those new Microsoft Copilot features. Yeah, you guys have been sending us tons of articles and notes about this whole Copilot thing.
Oh, yeah, it's been generating a lot of buzz.
Yeah, especially those so-called Copilot actions,
Yeah,
right? I
definitely.
mean, an AI assistant that can handle your tedious tasks. Sign me up.
Right.
We're going to unpack all of that today.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
We'll get into how it could actually change the way you work. Ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so first things first, we got to set the stage. Microsoft dropped all this stuff at their Ignite 2024 conference, and it was a big deal.
It was a big one.
Yeah, this wasn't just a little software update. They're calling this a revolution,
Totally agree.
a revolution in how we interact with technology.
Yeah, it felt like a turning point.
All right, so let's get down to it. What exactly are these Copilot actions everyone's talking about?
So imagine this. You're just drowning in repetitive tasks
Oh,
right
tell
now.
me about it.
Copying data, formatting reports, scheduling meetings, the worst.
The bane of my
Yeah, no,
existence.
Copilot actions are like, it's like having a super efficient assistant
Yeah, that sounds nice.
who can step in and handle all that for you.
Like a personal intern.
Kind of.
Okay, I like it.
But this intern is powered by Sirius AI.
Ooh.
You just tell Copilot what you want to do, and it figures out the steps and just does it.
So no more like tedious clicking and dragging.
Exactly.
Okay, this is sounding really good. Can I sign up right now?
Well, not quite yet.
Oh.
It's still in private preview right now.
So it's like a secret club.
Kind of.
Okay.
But the good news is Microsoft is planning a wider rollout early 2025.
All right, so it's coming.
Yeah.
It's not just a dream.
It's coming.
So while we wait for that magical day, let's talk about what this could actually look like, in real life.
All right, so picture this. You're just finishing up a long Teams meeting.
Oh yeah, the call that makes your brain melt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And with Copilot Actions, a complete meeting summary appears in your inbox instantly.
No more scrambling to take notes.
No more relying on your bad memory.
That's a game changer,
Right.
especially for someone with my attention span.
I hear that.
So no more missing crucial action items.
Exactly.
Okay, what else can these actions do?
Let's talk about weekly reports.
Oh
You
no.
know the
The
ones?
ones that suck the life out of
Yeah,
you.
those. Pulling data from different sources, charts, formulas.
It's a nightmare.
Well, Copilot Actions can automate all of that.
Seriously.
Pulls in the data, generates the report, makes it all look nice and presentation ready.
Okay, I can practically feel the stress melting away.
Yeah.
What else?
How about meeting prep?
Oh God, another
Right.
one. Yeah.
Such a time suck.
So much wasted energy.
Copilot can gather all the relevant documents, research the attendees, even draft an agenda for you.
So that pre-meeting scramble turns into a walk in the park.
Pretty much.
It's like the ultimate productivity hack. But wait, there's more, right?
There's always more.
I've been seeing a lot about AI in a whole office suite.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just these standalone actions, is it?
Nope.
Okay, so tell me everything.
Microsoft is weaving Copilot into everything, making all those apps you use every day smarter and more intuitive.
This is where it gets really interesting. Let's start with PowerPoint. Everyone's favorite, right?
Maybe not.
Fair enough. So what's changing there?
PowerPoint is getting a serious upgrade. Imagine finishing your presentation and instantly translating it into 40 different languages.
Wait, seriously?
Just a few
No
clicks.
more scrambling for a translator.
Nope.
That's amazing. What about design? I'm not exactly a design whiz.
Well, they're introducing this thing called Narrative Builder.
Narrative builder.
Yeah, it takes your rough notes and turns them into a polished presentation.
So I can just like brain dump my ideas
Pretty
and
much.
it makes it look good.
It pulls in your company branding, too.
So it's consistent. It's
Exactly.
like having a designer whisper in your ear. Okay, this is impressive. What about Excel?
Oh, Excel's getting some love, too.
My beloved spreadsheets.
They're adding these new AI-powered templates.
Okay, AI-powered spreadsheets. That sounds a little intimidating.
It's actually really helpful. They're like having an Excel expert sitting next to you.
Oh, okay, that sounds better.
They suggest headers, recommend formulas, walk you through the whole thing.
So it takes the pain out of those complex formulas.
Exactly.
Like a personal tutor for Excel.
I like that.
Okay, so two for two so far. What about Outlook? Surely email can't get any smarter.
Oh, just you wait.
All right, I'm intrigued.
By the end of this month, Outlook's Copilot will be able to suggest meeting times
Wait, really?
based on everyone's availability.
No more back and forth emails trying to find a time.
Nope.
Finally.
And it can even generate detailed meeting agendas
Automatically.
based on your emails and calendar entries.
My fingers are thanking you already. No more copying and pasting agenda items.
It's next-level email management.
We've covered Copilot Actions, the new AI stuff coming to Office 365. But there's one more thing. These Copilot agents.
Oh, yeah.
What are they all about?
Copilot agents are like having specialized experts, available 24/7, to answer any question about any document.
Okay, I need an analogy. Paint me a picture.
Imagine you have a mountain of data.
Oh, God, yeah.
Reports, financial statements, research papers.
It never ends.
And instead of having to go through it all yourself, you have a brilliant librarian who can instantly summarize anything.
Okay, I like where this is going.
They can answer your specific questions, connect the dots between different pieces of information.
Like a personal AI research team?
Exactly.
That's incredible.
And these agents are tailored to specific fields.
So it's not just like a general know-it-all.
Nope.
So I could have an agent who understands financial modeling.
Or customer segmentation.
That's pretty powerful stuff.
It is.
Are these agents ready to go?
Microsoft is steadily expanding their availability, adding more specialized agents all the time.
So it's like they're constantly learning.
AR.
This is really exciting stuff. And this data-driven decision-making, that brings us to SharePoint.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like Microsoft's collaboration platform is also getting a lot of AI love.
SharePoint is getting a major AI boost, and those Copilot agents are a big part of it.
So how does this actually benefit someone who's using SharePoint every day?
Okay, so imagine you're trying to understand a massive sales report.
Been there.
Filled with data and charts.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
Instead of drowning in all those numbers, you can ask a Copilot agent a simple question.
Like what?
Like, what were the key takeaways from last quarter? And boom, you get a clear and concise summary.
No more endless scrolling.
No more deciphering spreadsheet formulas.
It's like having a personal data analyst.
Exactly.
This is seriously powerful.
And it goes beyond just summaries. They can answer specific queries about your data.
Like what?
Like which regions have the highest sales growth?
Or what are the top customer complaints?
It's like having a conversation with your data.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground here. Copilot Actions, the new AI stuff in Office 365, these Copilot agents. It's clear that Microsoft is really going all in on AI.
They're not messing around.
But what's the end game here? It's not just about adding cool features, right?
Right. There's something bigger going on.
I think we need to unpack that in part two of our deep dive. What do you say?
Let's do it. Microsoft is really pushing for a shift in how we think about technology. It's not just about using tools anymore. It's about technology understanding our work and actually helping us get things done.
So it's like having a co-pilot.
Exactly.
Who can anticipate our needs.
Yeah.
And help us navigate all the complexities of work.
That's the idea.
But I gotta say.
Yeah.
Not everyone's gonna be thrilled about this whole AI thing.
I understand.
Some people are worried with their jobs.
Rightfully so.
I mean, what happens when AI can do a lot of the tasks that people get paid to do?
It's a valid concern. We've seen it throughout history. Technological advancements disrupt the job market. But they also create new opportunities, new industries, new ways of working.
So it's about adapting.
Exactly.
Embracing lifelong learning.
And focusing on those skills that are uniquely human.
The things AI can't replicate.
Exactly.
So it's not about fearing AI. It's about figuring out how to work alongside it.
To leverage its strengths.
Work smarter, not harder.
Right.
But let's not get too carried away. We've talked a lot about the potential of Copilot. But what about the challenges?
Well, one of the biggest challenges right now is accessibility.
Okay.
Copilot Actions are still in private preview.
So not everyone can use them yet.
Right. And even when they're released more widely, there's going to be a learning curve.
Of course.
People need time to adapt.
It's like learning any new skill.
Exactly.
It takes time and practice.
And patience.
You can't just become an AI whisperer overnight.
Definitely not.
What else?
There's also the issue of integration.
Oh,
these Copilot features are being added to existing apps.
Like Office 365.
Right, but seamless integration is crucial.
It needs to feel natural.
Exactly.
Not overly complicated.
It can't just be about bolting on AI features.
It needs to actually enhance the user experience.
Make our lives easier, not harder.
What about customization?
That's another big one.
Every organization is different.
Right, they have their own unique needs and workflows.
So one size fits all might not work?
Exactly.
Microsoft needs to provide options to tailor these AI features
to specific requirements.
So to sum it up, we're on the brink of a major shift in how we work with technology. But there are definitely some hurdles.
Accessibility, integration, customization.
Those are all key factors.
And we can't forget about responsible AI development.
That's a good point.
We need to be mindful of potential biases
in the algorithms
and make sure these tools are used ethically.
For good and not for bad.
It's a powerful tool. Like any tool, it can be used in different ways.
We need to guide its development.
Make sure it benefits society.
Okay, so we've talked about the potential, the challenges, the responsibility. What's the one key takeaway for our listeners today?
I think the biggest takeaway is we're at a pivotal moment. AI is going to transform the way we work and live.
In big ways.
It's up to all of us to embrace this change.
To learn, to adapt.
And to make sure AI is used to create a better future.
For everyone.
Exactly.
That's a powerful message. Speaking of the future, let's look beyond Microsoft's immediate plans. What are some of the broader trends shaping AI?
Well, there are a lot of exciting things happening.
Like what?
Well, we have generative AI, the metaverse, edge computing.
Sounds like a lot to cover.
It is, but it's fascinating stuff.
All right, well, stay with us for part three of our deep dive. We'll explore all of that and more. Welcome back, everyone, for the final part of our AI deep dive. We've talked about Microsoft's big moves, the potential impact on how we work, and even some of the challenges ahead. But now it's time to look even further.
Into the future.
Exactly. Put on your futurist hats.
Let's do it.
We're going to explore those emerging trends, the ones pushing the boundaries of AI.
Things are going to get really interesting.
Okay, I'm ready. Let's start with the big one. Generative AI.
Oh, yeah, the one everyone's talking about.
It's like straight out of science fiction.
It kind of is.
So what is it exactly? And why is it such a big deal?
So imagine an AI that doesn't just analyze data,
okay,
but it actually creates things.
Creates things like what?
Text, images, music, even code.
AI that can write a song.
It's happening.
That's why.
It's like having a creative partner.
Who can just brainstorm with you.
Generate new ideas.
Produce finished works of art.
That's a whole new world of creative possibilities.
So AI isn't replacing human creativity?
No.
It's more like augmenting it.
Exactly.
Giving us new tools to push the boundary.
Exactly.
But I imagine this raises some questions too, like copyright issues.
Oh yeah, for sure.
If AI creates something, who owns it?
That's a big debate right now.
Yeah, it's uncharted territory.
We're going to need new rules and guidelines.
Okay, so generative AI is a big one. What other trends should we be watching?
Well, we can't talk about the future of AI without mentioning the metaverse.
Yes,
yeah.
The metaverse. That thing that's everywhere and nowhere at the same time.
Right.
It's a hard one to pin down.
Here's the thing. The metaverse is going to rely heavily on AI.
Oh, that makes sense.
AI will power those virtual worlds.
Create the characters, the experiences.
Exactly.
It'll be the engine that drives the whole thing.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got generative AI, the metaverse. What else is on our future of AI bingo card?
Well, there's also edge AI.
Edge AI.
It's all about bringing AI processing power onto devices themselves.
So instead of sending data to the cloud,
it's processed right there on your device.
On my phone.
Exactly.
Wow, that's efficient.
It opens up all sorts of possibilities.
For real-time AI applications.
Healthcare, manufacturing, transportation.
This is getting really futuristic.
It is.
But what about data privacy? If my health data is processed on my device, is it safe?
That's a crucial question. We need to prioritize security and privacy.
As AI becomes more integrated into our lives,
developers need to build in safeguards
to make sure data is handled responsibly.
It's all about finding that balance.
Embracing the potential of AI, but also being aware of the risks.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've covered some mind-blowing trends. Generative AI, the metaverse, edge AI. What's the one thing you want our listeners to remember?
Stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to experiment.
I love that.
The world of AI is full of possibilities.
And the more we understand it,
the better we can shape its future.
It's been an amazing journey.
It really has.
Exploring this ever-evolving world of AI.
We've covered a lot of ground.
But this is really just the beginning.
The future is full of exciting possibilities.
So keep exploring. Keep questioning. Keep pushing those boundaries. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, everyone.
Until next time.